Hey y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Social Diaries, where we not only talk about becoming, but nurturing the lifestyle of self-growth, self-improvement, and self-mastery. So, disclaimer, today is actually my 24th birthday when I'm shooting the podcast. And I want to talk to you guys about a situation that I recently went through yesterday, and it really put a lot of things in perspective for me as far as where is my life going, and is my life going in a direction because it's just going, or is it going in a direction because I want it to go in that direction? And the crazy thought process of where this even started was with my hair. So I decided to get some boho braids for my birthday because I'm going to Jamaica tomorrow. And I wanted like this blondish kind of color, right? And I got the inspiration from some girl I saw on TikTok. And I knew I wanted kind of like this blondish, but like honey brown, but something that was just lighter. I didn't want a honey brown. I wanted something a little bit lighter. I say that to say I had been thinking about it for weeks, what color I want, saying what color I wanted. So much so that I even said to my best friend, you know, I'm getting this color. I showed her the girl, all this other stuff. When I get to the appointment, I realized I didn't have a picture of it. First red flag. So it just so happened I didn't have good service over there. So I'm literally inside of the parking lot for like 6-7 minutes trying to, you know, pull up a picture of the hair. I finally get there and the girl was like, oh, okay, so this is what you want. I said, yeah. She said, this is a 27. That's the color of the hair. Mind y'all, I'm not too familiar with colors of hair, but I kind of knew I didn't really want a 27. In my head, I'm like, I kind of remember being a 27 being more of a honey blonde. But she said it did match the picture. Long story short, she ends up doing my hair. I don't like it. And I notice that I don't like it. And I'm pissed because it's too dark. It's a 27. I wanted it to be mixed with a lighter color. I say that to say I'm mad. I don't like the way it looks on me. I keep saying it gives Beyonce in the early 2000s when she used to have like that honey blonde. I don't like it. And I wanted more of a lighter blonde color. So I'm very frustrated about it. And I'm very extra. So much so that I'm not going to lie to y'all. I almost canceled my trip. I know some of y'all are like, girl, are you serious? It's just when things aren't the way I don't know what it is about me, but when things aren't the way I want them to be, I get frustrated. And so I call my mom, I call my sister, and they're just like, you know, the hair is fine. Like, it looks fine. And I'm like, it's not what I wanted, though. It's not what I wanted. Long story short, I show my mom my inspiration picture, and my mom's like, it kind of does look like hers. And I'm like, yeah, but hers is just a little lighter. I say that to say I messed up because I didn't have a direction initially for what I wanted. What I should have done, and what my mom told me to do, is I should have went to the page of the lady I was going to and been like, hey, I want this specific thing. You get what I'm saying? Instead of trying to show her inspiration pic of another individual. That's the first thing. Another thing, I should have been specific about the colors. There's but so many light colors. You get what I'm saying? I should have actually looked at, hey, what does a 27 look like before I committed to a 27? Hey, what does whatever look like? Because even when she said that number, I was so unprepared that I didn't even know what hair color that really was. You get what I'm saying? And I even could have looked at it when she was getting the hair on my phone, like, okay, what does a 27 braids look like? I did not do that. And I know this is like, girl, you're really doing your reach with this. But for me, it gave me the perspective of, and don't get me wrong, disclaimer, I'm still getting used to it. I got it done yesterday, so I'm still not the biggest fan of it. But I say that to say it put things in perspective because I really started thinking about it in a wide range of life and how a lot of times in life, we don't get what we want, but we're given something, right? You're going to wake up every single day. Something is going to happen. And it's up to you to figure out what you want out of life. And it's easy to get frustrated and it's easy to get annoyed. And it's easy, you know what I'm saying, to have these bad emotions, which are a lot that I felt, for the simple fact that you didn't have things necessary or prepared, I should say. You didn't have things prepared to make sure you got what you wanted because you simply didn't know what you wanted. You kind of had an idea of what you wanted. And I'm noticing that a lot in my life, and it's so crazy because a lot of things are coming full circle. I vaguely talked about this topic on the podcast a couple months ago, but now I'm very much so, you know, feeling it. And I'm noticing you have to be very specific about what you want. You cannot have an idea of what you want for your life because you're going to get an idea. I kind of did get what I wanted. You get what I'm saying? And perspective to the picture and perspective to the color, yes, this is completely different from what I usually get. I usually just get regular black. So this is in the realm of what I wanted, but it's not what I specifically wanted. And everybody kept saying, to a certain extent, you know, it's my family and friends. They just didn't want me to be mad or anything, but everybody kept saying like, but it looks nice. It doesn't look bad. It's cute on you. And I kept saying, but it's not what I wanted. Like that's just what kept repeating in my head. I'm not saying it's bad. Actually, I think I did say it was bad, but regardless, it's just not what I wanted for myself. I don't care. My mom even was like, oh, nobody's going to remember it. You know, it's just going to, in a few years, you're not even going to remember. And I kept telling, she was like, nobody's even really going to see it. And I was like, Mom, I don't care about other people. It's me. Like, it's not what I wanted. And I think in life, you have to take that amount of control over your life. Is this what you really want? And I kind of did it's so crazy because I kind of did talk about this similar on the last podcast episode, but you have to be very specific with what you exactly want. Because when you are not specific, and I'm noticing this in life with everything that you want out of your life, you are going to get something in the realm of that. You want a new car, you're going to get, well, technically, if you get a car 1 year older, isn't that new? You went from a 2005 to a 2006. You know what I'm saying? You want a nicer apartment? Oh, well, you know, your last apartment, they said trash outside. This one, they don't have trash outside. The trash is inside of the building, right? Is that not? I know that was a crazy analogy, but we have to become specific. It's very similar to, I don't know if you guys remember growing up, they used to have like a lot of genies on TV shows and stuff like that. The genie in a bottle. You rub the bottle and you get, you know, whatever the genie gives you. But one thing I always remember is that you have to be specific with what you want from the genie, because the genie will give you, it's kind of like a comical idea of what you want. So you can say, oh, I want a man with money. And then he'll give you like an old rich guy. Like he's like 70 years old. And it's like, this isn't necessarily what I was thinking of. You get what I'm saying? This is not necessarily what I wanted. Or you'd be like, oh, I want to be better at sports. And then he'll make you into LeBron James. And it's like, no, I didn't want to be a man. And no, I didn't want to, like that, I wanted me. You get what I'm saying? So I'm realizing, think about life like that. Think about life like you're rubbing a genie in a bottle, and you need to be specific with what you exactly want, or you're going to end up with honey brown hair and you wanted honey blonde hair. And like I said, this was a crazy analogy. This was a crazy example, but I don't know. Well, you guys probably know by now, I try to correlate even the smallest things to my life, because I realize when you become a student of life, it doesn't matter how big or how small something is. You can use it as a learning point, because that's another thing too. You don't have to learn from big things. Actually, I would prefer learning from more so smaller interactions like this, contrary to consistently learning from like large, you know, things impacting my life. And don't get me wrong, this very much so does impact my life. I'm hoping when I get this tan in Jamaica, it'll help. Because it also is just so close to my skin tone as well, I think. Like, it's just so close to my skin tone. I can't get jiggy with it. I just don't really. Anyways, but I say that to say, I hope this is an example for a lot of you guys. Like, don't get me wrong, you don't have to always search for a needle in a haystack and make every situation into something big. But I think for me, I do this a lot in my life, because I realize a lot of times we think we're not learning, or we don't learn actually, because we are waiting for the big things to happen. We're waiting for the big moments to happen to learn from them. But a lot of times it's in the day-to-day things. It's in the little things in life that we learn from. But a lot of times we don't necessarily learn from them because we don't find them to be impactful enough. We don't find them, you get what I'm saying? Essentially, we just don't find them to be enough. And so we don't look at them as a learning thing or as an impactful thing when they really are. So yeah, this is just a quick little episode. I just want to talk to you guys about that whole situation. Like I said, this is my birthday today, my 24th birthday. So I'm getting prepared for, well, not really getting prepared for that. I have just a few things to do. But tomorrow I'll be going to Jamaica. I'm going with 3 of my friends, and we're going to be there for 5 days. So yeah, we go there on Saturday and we leave on Wednesday. So I'm really excited about that. As always, thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast. Thank you guys so much for supporting me. And if you guys want to see these dirty blonde or dirty brown braids, don't forget to go to the show notes and click the link in my bio, because of course I'll be posting them when I post on YouTube, because I cannot run away from these braids. So thank y'all so much and have a great one.